Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Jonathan Elkouri, thank you so much for talking to us here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you for having me. This amazing introduction. Thank God that I'm not in front of you because I'm totally blushing here.
Well, that's good to hear. And I'm just thinking it can't be every day that you talk to a radio station in South Africa.
Oh, not at all. I think it's my first time and I'm really happy that it's happening on Chai FM.
That is absolutely awesome. Thank you for making me smile. So, yeah, issues of identity absolutely fascinate me, Jonathan. And I think if anybody had to pour a whole lot of identities into one person, it is you. So let's just look at it. You are Arab, Israeli, Christian, gay, refugee. I keep on thinking of that song that we sing over Pesach, Dayenu, 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 if it wasn't enough. Yeah, is that an accurate description, Jonathan?
Yes, you just forgot the Lebanese.
Which is one of the most important parts, which is why I wanted to talk to you today. So, yeah, in my intro to you a little earlier today, I said your father was a member of the South Lebanese Army. You were forced to flee Lebanon and join your father in Israel. Did you ever feel like you were a refugee, Jonathan? How were you received in Israel?
We were received pretty well. Well, the thing is that the majority, 99.9% of the Lebanese that are today in Israel, they arrived the day of the withdrawal on the 24th of May in 2000. And the thing is that my mom, brother, and I, we stayed in Lebanon for another year and a half under Hezbollah control. And eventually we fled Lebanon through Cyprus. So when we came here, we immediately jumped into the life of the Lebanese community that were already started to be established in Israel, and with the help of a lot of the Israeli population, put us on our feet back and we were able to continue. So I didn't really feel myself as a refugee, although I was like for about 24 to 48 hours, a legitimate refugee because we were out of Lebanon till we arrived to Israel. But then after we arrived, the day after, we went to the Ministry of Interior and we got our permits.
It's a fascinating identity, Jonathan, because, I mean, let's face it, Israel officially is at war with Lebanon. I kind of would have thought kids at school would have picked on you really badly. Good to hear that didn't happen.
Yeah, well, the thing is that I learned that a few years ago, actually. I was contacted by a fellow student from my school the day. And he said that the principal would come to class before, like 3 days before my arrival to explain about the South Lebanon Army and to explain of why I'm in Israel. And I didn't speak one word of Hebrew when I arrived. And the school took me as a project. They actually embraced me and helped me out. And it took me only 3 months to start to speak fluent Hebrew. And let us not forget that we arrived when the second intifada was at its peak. So there was a really, you know, for me, it wasn't different from living in Lebanon because we were used to things exploding next to us. But for the Israelis, it wasn't that normal. And I was kind of okay to adapt to that. But then after the Intifada finished and we started living our lives, you could totally understand and feel the difference between our life under the terror organization Hezbollah and our life in the Jewish democracy in Israel.
So it would have been so much easier for you to sit back, live your life and do nothing. But instead, you almost chose to become an Israel advocate. How did that happen?
Well, starting at the days, we started kind of explaining our own story on why the Lebanese are in Israel. And a lot of people wanted to hear our input about the withdrawal and eventually about our lives as minorities in the state of Israel. That led me eventually in the 2006 war between Israel and Lebanon. I was at the moment in the U.S. and suddenly I was checking all news feeds. So I was checking the news in the States. I was checking the Arabic news. And of course, yeah, I was checking the Hebrew news because my father and brother were still in Israel. But then I saw so many different and lies about the lives that is going on in Israel and how everything is going on here. So I started to speak out and to be vocal about it. And it became way more real in the 2014 Protective Edge. Then I was actually in Sweden and started my official tour as an advocate for Israel.
You bring such gravitas, you bring such importance to the role, because those of us who are Jewish can be written off as, oh, you're just Jewish, you're just a Zionist. But when you come with the background that you bring, it's very difficult to dismiss you, Jonathan. People have to listen.
Yeah, well, the first thing that I do is to take, to kind of collapse the ground that people are standing on towards Israel, especially those who are active against the state of Israel and its existence. And when we start talking to them and suddenly they realize that it's more than just the conflict, more than just, you know, Jews and Arabs, it's way more than that. People start to understand the difficulty and they will take a step back to realize or to kind of try and understand even more the situation. So I'm really happy to be in that position. And that led me eventually to decide to create the Minorities Project 3 years ago with reservists on duty, which we took, Bedouins, Christians, Druze, Muslims, that some of them served in the IDF and the Israeli Defense Forces. Some of them served in national service like myself, or some of them didn't do anything of those. But what connects us is that we are proud Israeli citizens and we want our country to be treated fairly and to be treated as it should. You know, people should know what is going on in Israel and not just assume.
So I follow you on Facebook and I see you've just done a recent trip to the UAE, to Dubai. Was it under the auspices or with this particular group?
That was with the Minorities Project. This time it was led by Lorena Khatib. She's an Israeli Druze activist in the Israeli field with reservists on duty. And we were really happy and privileged, actually, to be one of the first NGO organizations to arrive to the UAE in order to take the peace agreement one step forward. Not just a peace agreement on a paper, but to connect the actual people of the UAE and Israel.
So I saw something pretty fascinating, because I do follow you on Facebook, and I saw you very proudly wore an Israeli flag lapel on your jacket. You also took a picture of yourself with an Israeli flag in Dubai. And very much at the same time, the media was reporting that Omer Adam was pictured with an Egyptian who is in a lot of trouble for being photographed with an Israeli. How were you received as opposed to the Egyptian version of events?
This is all we need to know about how actually this peace agreement between the UAE and Israel is actually going to happen. It's not like what is going on between Jordan and Egypt, because although we have a peace agreement with these two countries, but the leadership and the people are still really hateful towards Israel and pretty much anti-Semitic. But you can feel, once you step your foot in the UAE, you can feel the difference, because we don't have any other passport than our Israeli passport. So it was a first to even the clerk when we arrived, you know, at the border in the UAE, to kind of, oh, wait, that's interesting. I have to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Amazing everyone, story, yes.
And then everyone greeted us with shalom. That was, you know, that was
no
the
way.
Most meaningful thing. And later on when we met with students, with professors, with reporters as well that came from Bahrain to meet us, I mean, that was way over my expectations towards this visit. I thought that it's going to be, you know, kept in silence and they're going to be quiet. But no, even the UAE students and professor, they took pictures with us and published them on their own social medias. And that was, in my opinion, that's what real peace means and looks like.
It's just so hard to believe. I would have thought you would have been picketed by BDS protesters, by Palestinian sympathizers. I mean, goodness knows there are enough issues in Israel that one, you know, could take issue with. And yet it seems to me that you just were embraced and people just wanting to talk to you and find out more. Would that be accurate?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know you mentioned the BDS movement. And I think that this is the best thing to do is to show how Israeli products are being sold in the Emirati fresh market in the center of the UAE with an Israeli flag on them, not to label them for people to avoid or not buy from, but to people go and actually, you know, pick them up from the rest of the market. And I went to that market and I took a picture as well with both the Israeli and the Emirati flag. And you've seen people, you know, going around and buying and really making interest in this new product that just came to the UAE.
Jonathan El-Khoury, I am so very grateful that you agreed to talk to us. I'm really hoping that you will agree to talk to me again, because we didn't have enough time to start to delve into the Lebanese aspect of your identity, which I find absolutely fascinating as well. Before we let you go, and I got to tell you, it's not often, because this is a segment where we should be playing music. It's not often I ignore that segment, but for you today, I did that with absolute pleasure.
Rene
Ackerman, who is a listener of ours in Israel, in Florentine of all places, says, God bless Jonathan. What an interesting person. I'm so proud of you. She goes on to say, interestingly enough, today I shared the most incredible video of an Israeli, of Israeli goods in a Dubai supermarket. All Israeli goods were marked as coming from Israel with oranges and dates. And this is exactly what you are saying, that this is not a cold piece. This is a warm piece that is being celebrated. So really quite remarkable. Jonathan El-Khoury, אני באמת רוצה להגיד תודה מעומק ליבי. אני מקווה שזאת לא הפעם האחרונה.
בעזרת השם, זאת לא הפעם האחרונה.